My name is John Erling, and today's date is September 14th, 2010.
My name is Lynn Schusterman. I was born January the 21st, 1939. I am 71 years old, and I have the pleasure of visiting with John today in my home in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Where were you born?
I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, in Menorah Hospital.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I have two younger sisters.
Let's talk about your mother. Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she was born and reared.
My mother's maiden name was Amelia Mayer. She was one of six children born to Helen and Mo Mayer. She was born in St. Joe, Missouri. My grandfather, Mo, was in the clothing business. His family came over from Germany in the 1800s.
What was your mother like? Can you describe her a little bit?
My mother was a very artistic, creative person. She loved to garden, to design and knit clothes, and was very involved in the Jewish community in Oklahoma City. She helped put on a lot of shows for Temple Israel and was just a wonderful, warm, vivacious woman.
Your father's name and where he came from?
The person who raised me was a man named Harold Josie, and he was born in Luling, Texas, and his parents were from Denmark. Actually, it was from him that I really got involved at a very early age in philanthropy.
You said the man who raised me. Was he your father?
He was my stepfather.
Your stepfather?
Right. My real father's name was Wes Rothschild, and actually his brother Louis was in the Eisenhower cabinet.
Your stepfather, what was he like? Describe him.
My stepfather was really just an amazing man. We lived in New Orleans during the Second World War. He was commander of the waterfront in New Orleans. He worked for Oklahoma Gas and Electric, and when he came back after the Second World War, he started his own investment company called H.I. Josie & Company in Oklahoma City. As I mentioned previously, I really got involved at a very early age, around 5 years old, going with him every Saturday and Sunday to visit what I called at the time little old ladies. They were probably my age. And I also called them maiden ladies because a lot of them never got married. They were widowed or divorced. And in those days, women, a lot of them did not know how to drive. They didn't even know how to write a check. And so my dad and I would come over. We'd take him to the grocery store. We'd bring him flowers. My father helped him with their finances. And that's how I started getting involved in giving back to others, because my stepdad, I call him really my dad because he is the one who raised me, had a philosophy of those that had so much needed to share with others. So he felt that we needed to give back.
In your household, then, would you consider it a religious household? Were you taken to one faith or another?
It was not a religious household. It was very much what we call today unaffiliated, but we never lost sight of the fact that we were Jewish. I did go to Sunday school, and I was confirmed. I went to a Sunday school called Temple Israel in Oklahoma City.
Is there a German influence here, German Jewish?
Yes, there's a very strong German influence, my real father and my stepfather and my mother's family. And in those days, there was also, I have to say, a religious intolerance within the different communities because the German Jews didn't speak to the Russian Jews. So growing up in Oklahoma City, I never spoke to or really met anyone that went to the synagogue. In fact, there's two funny stories. One is that when I got engaged to Charlie, since he was a first-generation Russian Jew whose family kept kosher, my mother took to her bed because it was like I was almost marrying out of the faith. And then secondly, at our wedding, where we had to get married in my parents' backyard, because the rabbi at the temple at the time in Oklahoma City, which was very, very German Reform, did not allow a chuppah, a breaking of the glass, or Charlie to wear a yarmulke. So we got married in my parents' backyard. My mother knew that kosher meant fish, so we had shrimp, lobster, and crab, all of which are treif, and Charlie's family was not able to eat anything that day.
isn't it true that there is some influence from the German side, apparently, where you actually observed a Christmas and an Easter?
Yes. Growing up, as I said, I went to Temple Israel, and I was confirmed. But we also celebrated Christmas and Easter, which a lot of German Jews at the time did.
Okay.
There's a very famous book called Our Crowd that goes into all of that. In fact, if you go to the museum in Berlin that has the history of Jews in Germany, you will see a Christmas tree.